Noted woman who asks new Frank trial. The Atlanta Georgian, Wednesday, 25th of March, 1914, 7th edition, final, page 3, column 3, Miss Jane Addams, page 3, column 5, Jane Addams is moved by fate of Leo Frank, Jane Addams, probably the best-known woman in the United States and known over the world for her philanthropic work, has become absorbed in the Frank case and has written a highly interesting letter regarding it to Mrs. Emily McDougald, prominent Atlanta woman and leader in the suffrage cause. Miss Addams, who gained international fame as head of Hull House in Chicago, was here before the big suffrage fight early in March. She has since studied the details of the Frank case closely, and while expressing no opinion as to the guilt or innocence of the accused man, was intensely moved by the prospect of his being hanged while so much doubt existed. Here is her letter in full. Stirred by the case, March 20th, 1914. My dear Mrs. McDougald, I found myself so occupied recently that I did not write to you concerning the Frank case as I meant to do. The postponement, however, was not due to any lack of interest, for the subject has been very much in my mind. The execution is so desperately irrevocable that it can seem justifiable only upon the most unequivocal and downright evidence. To permit it under any other circumstances outrages one's profoundest human instincts. Would it not be possible to secure immediately at least a reprieve of 90 days, during which time every effort might be made for further evidence? I have been in Atlanta several times and have always received the same impression of a thriving, open-minded city, and one in which men and women were accustomed to discuss together the graver aspects of community responsibilities. Would it not be possible, therefore, for the women of Atlanta, through their organizations, to protest against the execution of a man concerning whose guilt there is so much room for doubt? Warns against blunder. This protest could be made in the name of protection, the ethical instincts and human sympathies of the young people of the city. To permit this execution to go on may be committing an outrage against the finer natures of your own citizens, which will be irreparable, registering itself in a permanent lack of respect for the dignity of human life and for the law. With cordial greetings to your daughter and the other ladies whom I met in Atlanta, I am, very sincerely yours, Jane Addams. Lehan finds new evidence. Important new evidence to be incorporated in the extraordinary motion for a new trial in behalf of Leo Frank was reported Wednesday afternoon by Detective Dan Lehan, General Manager of the Southern Division of Burns Agencies. Lehan entered into active work on the case in Atlanta Wednesday morning, although he had been engaged in developing outside angles before his arrival here from New Orleans. His work had been laid out for him by Burns prior to the chief's departure for New York, and Lehan started at once at exactly the point Burns left off and had succeeded in obtaining considerable new information on the case before the foreman's work was finished. I cannot make public at present what I have learned from my brief investigation, said the detective. I can only say that it has a vital bearing on the case. Mr. Burns already has done a wonderful work in clearing the mystery. I was surprised at the progress he had made in the few days he has been in Atlanta. That I was able to get results at once largely was due to the manner he had handled the case from the beginning.